Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
Max and Friends, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to another Sunday and another edition of Max and Friends. It's been crazy here in New York, everyone. I know we're in LA Talk Radio, but y'all know I move around. I'm all over the place, East Coast, West Coast, North Pole, South Pole. How y'all doing? Anyway, so check it out. Tonight, we've got a great night because we got some hot topics. Not just yet, but we got the Grammy hot topics. So if you're all watching that, I want to know what you're thinking. Twitter me, Max Tucci on Twitter. Also, we're going to have some love songs because tomorrow is Valentine's Day and my birthday. Can y'all believe that? All in one day, right? Well, we've got an even better night tonight because y'all know the Olympic skater, reality star, singer, and fashionista Johnny Weir is here. So we're going to have a lot of fun. So y'all get ready because it's going to be a good show. And also, I want to tell you that we've got some Aussie Bum. Y'all love Aussie Bum so much. You've been tweeting me, emailing me. We want to do another Max's favorite thing, giveaway. You know what? I'm like Oprah, but I'm not giving like two shows away of free stuff and trips to Australia. I'll give you some underwear. Aussie Bum, they're my favorite, and they've hooked us up. Y'all love Aussie Bum, so they've hooked us up with some great underwear to give away to everybody. Now, listen, if you got an iPhone or an Android, go there because you can get all the apps to LA Talk Radio for free. And you know what? Let's just get this show going, everybody. We're going to have a fun time tonight on Max and Friends. So without any further ado, that's right, I said the Olympic skater, reality star, singer, and fashionista Johnny Weir is here. Pull up your mic, Johnny, and welcome to Max and Friends.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Johnny, we are so excited that you're here. You know, we did a tweet, and everyone, we put this out a while ago, that if we could have any skater here, who would we want it to be? And the audience was like, Johnny Weir, hands down. So we're just giving my audience what they want, and we're so glad that you're a part of the show, Johnny.
No, I'm honored to be a part. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you to your listeners.
Absolutely. Now, you know what? You've got so much going on. Besides your skating, you're a reality star now with Logo TV and your show, Be Good, Johnny Weir. Tell us about your show, Johnny.
It's just, originally it started out as just a fun kind of side project with a couple of producers from New York. It was 5 years ago we started actually filming, and we made a documentary called Pop Star Nice, which later became the first episode of the series, which last year aired on the Sundance Channel sort of as a lead-up to the Olympics. And then, in season one, it was really all about my journey to my second Olympics and, culminating at the Olympic Games last February, actually, around this time last year. I competed at the Olympics, and that was kind of the season finale. But now we're filming season two, and it's all about me sort of putting together my own variety stage show with Ice and hopefully Dita Von Teese and singers like Lady Gaga and Christina Aguilera, Elton John, tumblers, performers, gymnasts, ballet dancers, anything you can think of with artistry and ballet and just ferocity. That's what I want to include in my show. So this second season is kind of the lead up to that.
And this second season is coming out this summer, everybody, 2011, on Logo. So do check your local listings because Logo's going to tear it up with the new season of Be Good, Johnny Weir. Now, how was it filming this show, like having these cameras all access in your life?
Well, you know what? When we were filming it first, especially going into the Olympics, you know, I'm an athlete first and foremost, and I can't constantly have that distraction of cameras all around. So it was very everything on the show was very real and very, very unscripted, which is pretty rare for a reality series. And everything had to be kind of scheduled out and timed out because my coach hated having cameras in the rink while I was training. And it was a bit distracting, but, now I think it's really difficult for my crew to follow me around and sort of live my life with me because it's not just apartment to the ice rink, back to the apartment, and, you know, every once in a while going to a foreign country to skate and compete. But now in, it seems, a different city every day or a different venue every day doing something completely different. And, you know, it's crazy, and that'll come across on season two.
Well, speaking of crazy and being from one arena to another and one city to another, you're making the move from New Jersey to New York, aren't you?
Yes, I'm gonna try it out. I've always wanted to live in New York, but the actual reality of living in New York is very different from just the ideal of it. So I wanted to try it out at least for a summer and see what I can get out of it. If I can actually be a city boy, or if I need that, you know, suburban New Jersey situation happening.
Well, speaking of city boy, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself growing up? Because everybody knows the Johnny now. Tell us a little bit, because you've got a memoir coming out too, Welcome to My World. So let's go back to little Johnny and growing up. How was it for you? And when did you get into skating?
Well, you know, I was raised in Quarryville, Pennsylvania, which is pretty much an Amish village in southeastern Pennsylvania. And somehow I became this creature that I am now growing up there. And the first time I actually took the ice was when I was 12, and it was during a blizzard, and the cornfield behind my house froze over. And that's where I skated for the first time, and not long after I was on a real ice rink, and within 5 years I was a junior world champion and an alternate for my 2002 Olympic Games. And it was very fast and very furious, but I definitely am a country boy, small town boy. And Welcome to My World's actually out now at a bookstore near you.
Oh, so it's out. Can we get it on Amazon too?
Yes, absolutely. You can get it at Amazon. You can get it anywhere where beautiful books are sold.
Welcome to My World, the memoir. Look at you, Johnny Weir, author. Yes. You've got every title under your belt, don't you?
I do. I'm trying to do everything, and you know, life's about experiences and trying things, and while there are certain things that I may not be as good at as others, I at least like to try, and even if I fall flat on my face, I know that I tried, and I did it.
And you did do it. Now, you know what? Speaking of doing it, you just got involved. You know, it's New York Fashion Week here. The shows have been pretty good, and you've actually done an amazing thing with Elise Overland, and you did like a whole big icecapade, so to say, for lack of better words, at the Standard Hotel. Tell us about that.
Well, Fashion Week was pretty wild, and like I said, last year, this time I was competing in the Olympics, and because of training and competitive seasons, I've never really been able to take part in Fashion Week. So this Fashion Week, I wanted to take on full force. I mean, I'm doing as much as I possibly can. So many of my friends are showing this week, and of course, I'm supporting them. I walked for a dear friend, Asher Levine. I walked for Richie Rich. I performed last night with Elise Overland, which was amazing. It was just her whole collection on this ice rink on the sidewalk, basically, in near the Standard Hotel in New York. And at the very end, I was kind of the button on the whole show, and performed two Dirty Love, my single. And I designed a four-piece sort of capsule collection with Adrian Landau, the famous furrier, and that's going to be on Thursday. So, I mean, I am constantly running. I mean, you're lucky you caught me this late at night, because I just finished a fashion show for Mark Bauer and got home and got right on the phone with you.
Yeah, we got almost the same schedule because it's been nonstop. So I'm glad you're here. Now, you brought up two great topics that we want to talk about, one being your song Dirty Love and the other about fur. Because, you know, I always say if it bites, wear it. And I think you kind of have the same concept because you're in it. PETA gives me shit all the time. They're going to give you shit too, I bet, too. Sorry.
Absolutely.
But you know what? I think it's great. I saw the fox that you wore at the Elise show. It looked good, that vest. Do your thing. So speaking of doing your thing, let's talk about Dirty Love and how you got that started.
Well, it was right after the Olympics, and I was in L.A., and I was having a few days off between gigs, and a friend of mine, Lucian Piani, he said, Johnny, why don't we write a song and record it and just see what you can do and have fun, because, you know, I'll take on any challenge. And I've never really thought of myself as a singer, but I wanted to try. I wanted to see what I could do. And, you know, I never really had the anticipation of releasing it. I was just doing it for me as a day off project. And what came out of it was this really fun song called Dirty Love, which is about sort of having to tell people what they want to hear, and that giving you the power to do whatever you want behind their backs, and in many cases to their face. And in a lot of ways, that's sort of my relationship with always being governed by the U.S. Figure Skating Federation, and always kind of being knocked down and having to tell them exactly what they wanted to hear, and that gave me the ability to do sort of what I wanted. So that's what Dirty Love is all about. And as it started to get finished and come together, you'll see the whole process on Be Good Johnny Weir for season two. But as it came together, I was like, well, why wouldn't I release this? It's so much fun. My fans are going to love this. They're going to dance to it. And, you know, even if I never make a penny off it, I want to put it out there into the world because I'm proud of it and it was fun.
Well, you know what? There's no better place to put it out there than on the waves of the radios.
Yes.
And everyone, on your iTunes, on your Android phones, get the apps, because tonight, right here on Max and Friends and Elliot Talk Radio, you're going to hear Dirty Love. So you know what, Ronan, why don't we get it ready? Because I've been listening to it all day. You know, y'all sent it to me, and we were, like, jamming it out today. So Dirty Love by Johnny Weir on Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. Everyone, put your volume up. I know it's Sunday night. Grammys are over, but this is a song you're going to jam to. Dirty Love on Max and Friends. Ronan, hit it. This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back, everybody. We've got Johnny Weir, Olympic skater, reality star, singer, fashionista, author. He's got everything going on. And you know what? That was his song, Dirty Love. Unfortunately, we missed the little end of it because we played our little clip over it, but it was good. You speak some Japanese in there, don't you?
Absolutely. I thank the Japanese and say arigato.
Now, how many languages do you speak? Because that song actually was number one in Japan.
Yeah, it went to number one in Japan. It was number two on the iTunes dance charts in that first week it came out, which was very, very cool, especially for me, who is an ice skater, not a singer. But I speak English, French, and Russian, and I know little bits of other languages through my travels. But I primarily speak English and Russian with my people, but I can speak French too.
There you go. So he's multilingual as well. Throw that into the belt as well. All right. Well, you know what, everyone?
That's terribly, terribly clever.
Terribly clever is correct. Johnny Weir is here, everyone. And you know what? We're going to talk about a few things because I know that you want to talk about a charity or some charities that you're working with.
Absolutely. The main charity that I run with and support is called Endplay, and it's sort of a foundation for promoting child health and fighting childhood obesity. And it's very near and dear to my heart as an athlete because I've always had to be very active and understand my body and understand weight and you know, I've always been active as a figure skater, and even before I skated I was always very athletic and very aware of my body. And it's very, very easy nowadays to fall into sort of a sloth-like existence as an adult with the, you know, modern technologies and not really having to leave your house to do anything. And you know, Endplay really promotes children to be healthy and active and real crazy kids, and not just sit in front of a TV all the time and eat McDonald's. It's all about being healthy and sort of loving your life and loving fitness and things like that.
Well, things like that. It's good. It's good to be fit, everybody, especially now, because it's so easy to eat so poorly, isn't it? Everyone on the go.
And then it's terrible. Everyone's always on the go. Everyone's always running, but you have to take time and take care of yourself. And I feel like that's one of the most important lessons I learned through sport. And hopefully everyone else can learn the same thing.
And they will. Well, we can only be a beacon of hope to people, and we put the word out there. So everyone, get fit. All right. Well, you know what? We're going to talk about some things, too, because people want to know. They've been Twittering me, Johnny, and they want to know, if you didn't do figure skating, and obviously we see everything else you do, but what would you do if you didn't do figure skating? And that's a question from Stephanie. So thanks, Stephanie, on Twitter.
Yes, thank you, Stephanie, on Twitter. I think if I didn't figure skate, the thing that I'm most passionate about is fashion. I love shoes and bags and jewelry and coats and jeans and, you know, the whole thing. I love that fashion is sort of an art form. I definitely wouldn't be that person that grew up wanting to be a doctor or a business executive or anything like that. I always wanted to be artistic and to be fulfilled in a very artistic way. So I think fashion is a very natural outlet for that. It's sort of like when the designers get it good, it's like walking Picasso and walking Degas and people like that. And that's something that inspires me every day. I mean, it's cool to dress up every day and be a different character. So, you know, definitely a fashion designer. Or at least have done fashion school and tried to be a fashion designer.
Well, you know what? Tom has a question from Twitter, and Tom wants to know, if you could live anywhere, where would you live? And I think we kind of covered that. But if you could live anywhere, where would you want to live?
I think if I could live anywhere and, you know, have no financial restraints and no restraints of any kind, I would live actually in Moscow, Russia. It's my favorite city in the world. It's so inspiring to me. Every time I go back, I never want to leave. And, you know, if it weren't so difficult for Americans to live out of the country, I would definitely choose to live in Moscow. And I already trained there part-time in my competitive pursuit that we train in Moscow, but to actually live there one day would be a dream.
Well, dreams do come true. And you know what, Johnny? Stick around, because when we come back, everyone, we're going to do Hot Topics, and we're going to talk about the Grammys tonight. But before we do that, Ronan, let's give them a good commercial. We'll be right back with Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, with our guest, Johnny Weir. Stay tuned, because we've got Hot Topics coming up. Oscar's Delmonico Vodka. history repeating itself. Celebrate the classic taste of the original Oscars Delmonico as a super premium vodka. Cheers and salute. To purchase Oscars Delmonico vodka, please visit horseneck.com or dial 203-869-8944. Celebrate responsibly. Welcome back to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Johnny Weir is here in the studio. And you know what we're going to do now? Hey, Ronan, let's give him Hot Topics.
Hey, yo, girls and dolls. Pick a topic and you know we're going to drop it on Max and Friends.
We're going to pick a topic and drop it right here tonight, Johnny. Let's talk about the Grammys.
Yes.
So much going on. Where should we start? Let's start with I like the new artist of the year. And you know who got it? Was Esperanza Spalding. Don't we love her?
Oh, we love her. So diva. And then that voice. I always love figuring out who the best new artist is going to be, because you always know that America in general is going to go right for the Biebers and, you know, for the Britney Spears. That's who people want to win. But then they always give us this gem. Like Jasmine Sullivan and Christina Aguilera won it back in the day, and people like that. So Best New Artist is always an interesting contest, but I'm happy that she won. And you know, I've never been a believer, as they say.
An Esperanza. But you know what? So Song of the Year, Need You Now. Do we like the song? What do you think?
We love that song. It's okay. One of those sort of sit in your room and sit on the edge of your bed, look out your window and cry songs. And everyone loves a cry song.
People do love cry songs. We've got cry songs coming, everyone. So if you want to come back later, even if you go away, we'll get you. But we've got some love songs tonight because tomorrow's Valentine's Day. But speaking of love songs, Barbara Streisand tore it up tonight, I think. She looked a little different. I don't know if she got some work done, but what did you think of her performance? Did you catch it?
I actually TiVo'd the whole thing and have not gotten through everything. I watched sort of the main awards, and before I left for the fashion show tonight, I made sure that I was late so that I could watch Christina Aguilera perform with the Four Gorgeous Ladies in the tribute to Aretha Franklin, and I watched Gaga perform.
And then Christina fell.
Yes, don't sass her. She was wearing dress, and it was she had to redeem herself from the Super Bowl, and she gave all that soul and all that energy into the song. So let her fall. She sang her ass off.
You remember when Beyonce fell?
Yeah, I loved that though, and she got right back up.
She did, and you know what? It's about getting back up. But you know what, Christina, you could fall as many times as you want. Give him something to talk about, Christina. All right, pop rap album of the year is Eminem and Recovery. What do we think?
I have always been a huge fan of Eminem. I love his voice. I love his message. And when somebody is so talented as Eminem is, you can't not like them. You can't not support them. And he always amazes me. The performance tonight, though, I thought Rihanna was a little bit flat. She didn't sing as well as she sang on the record.
That happens when she's live. You know, I saw her not too long ago up in Mohegan Sun, and she was a little flat. We were a little concerned about her, but she looked good, though. I don't know what she was wearing, but we'll find out. But she did her thing, Rihanna, and Eminem.
Yeah,
she's going to stand there.
Good.
Album of the year just came in, I found out, is The Suburbs.
What's The Suburbs?
You know that country song with, like, the banjos and everything?
Oh, no.
Yes, and Barbara Streisand gave them the award. How crazy.
That's
I'm watching
crazy,
it right now. Well, welcome
that's
to America,
crazy.
Right? But speaking of,
well,
you know,
I mean,
Eminem,
Gaga,
what happened?
Okay, Gaga should have won everything she was nominated for.
She, you know, and she arrived in an egg. How fly was that?
I actually tweeted. I saw that and I was like, well, my new mode of transportation, my preferred mode is by womb, by egg. I heard that she was going to do that. I heard she was going to do that a week ago. I was with Gaga's stylist, Nicola Formichetti from Terry Mugler, and we were together in London, and we were talking about it, and he said, she's going to arrive in an egg, and people are going to freak out. And you know, from Skating with the Stars, the reality show I did over the winter, the skating contest, Lorianne Gibson is Gaga's choreographer, and through her also I've been hearing little snippets of the album and different pieces of the songs, and I mean, it's just, Gaga's tearing it up.
Gaga is tearing it up. Well, you know what? That was a fun little segment of Hot Topics, Ronan. Let's tell them what they were listening to.
Hey, yo, girls and dolls. Pick a topic and we're gonna drop it on Max and Friends.
We just dropped it on Max and Friends. I'm Max Tuch, your host, and that was Johnny Weir and I giving a little bit take on what was going on at the Grammys. I just got a tweet from Alex, and he wants to know if you could sing with anyone, Johnny, who would it be if you could do a duet?
I can sit here and say that it would probably be Christina Aguilera, but I would fail miserably in sort of reaching her excellence. Who would I be able to keep up with? I would definitely be able to keep up with Kim Zolciak.
Don't be tardy for the party.
Yes, don't be tardy for the party. I could keep up with her.
Well, you know what? Speaking of parties, tomorrow's my birthday party. If you want to come by, we're doing a little party at Bartini in New York, everybody. Johnny, you're more than welcome to come too. Shaquita's throwing a good party for me tomorrow. We got drag wars going on tomorrow night in New York, everybody. So if you're in New York and you want to come to my birthday party, come on down. All right, Johnny. Well, you know what? We thank you so much for being here tonight on Max and Friends. We're going to let you go because we're cutting into your sleep time, but it's been a lot of fun having you here. And when your new season comes out of Be Good, Johnny Weir, we want to have you back. And we're going to play your song because people are already tweeting me that they love it. So we're going to play your song more and more, Dirty Love. Speaking of Dirty Love, happy Valentine's Day to you tomorrow.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. And happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Johnny Weir. Well, you know what? You have a great night. Thanks so much for coming on the air. And we're going to talk to you real soon.
Excellent. Take care.
Be well, Johnny. Good night.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Everyone, that was Johnny Weir. We could have had him here for about an hour. We had a fun time. Y'all loved him. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Max Tucci. And you are listening to what, Ronan? I got you.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci. And that was Johnny Weir. He was here in the LA Talk Radio studios, and we loved him having on the airwaves. You know what? Hey, Ronan, can we just play a little snippet real quick of Dirty Love again? Because that's what this show is about tonight on LA Talk Radio's Max and Friends. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, my birthday. We've got some underwear, and there's nothing dirty about Aussie Bum. We love them. But you know what? There's something dirty about love. Johnny Weir, Dirty About Love on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Hit it.
Dream.
Arigato.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and that was Johnny Weir, Dirty Love, and we send that to Kelly. Kelly wanted to hear it one more time, and so did we. We love Johnny Weir, and we love the song Dirty Love. Happy Valentine's Day in a half an hour, everybody. Happy birthday to me. I gotta tell you all something. Weather-wise, New York, tomorrow you're cloudy and 52. How about that? But with a low of 28. LA, you're sunny tomorrow with a high of 66 and a low of 46. Miami, you got the high at 75 with a low of 51. So you know what, everyone? Go to Delta.com, jump on that plane, and let's go to Miami. But before we go to Miami, we're going to stay right here because we're going to do a dedication hour now, half hour of dedication songs. Now, you know what? We love people. People love us. And sometimes in life, people go another way or they travel, they move, and we miss the opportunity, you know, to say I love you or to say, do you love me or do you want to be with me or do you want to spend the rest of our lives together? And why the fuck am I sounding like Delilah? Well, you know what, everyone? My next caller, we had her. We were talking during the commercial and we were talking during Dirty Love. And she was telling me about a guy that she really likes. So caller, pull up and tell me about your story. What's going on, Emily?
About 9 years ago, I was married to a man who I thought I loved, and I had a lot of hardships with him. He was very controlling. And I met a guy at my job who I ended up becoming friends with, who sat and talked to me for hours and hours and hours. And after about 6 months of knowing this man, I realized that I had fallen in love with him. Now, I've never touched him or anything like that. Long story short, I separated from my husband and I moved into my own place. And just as I moved into my own place, he came to me at my job and he told me that he had to move down to Florida to help his family out. His stepfather, who was basically his father, had taken ill and he needed to take care of his family, who didn't work, and he had to run the family business. So since then, I've had my, you know, talk to him every day, moments to not talking to him for a year. And every time we see each other, there's so much chemistry, intensity. But most of all, he has been the most amazing person in my life. He's made me fall in love with myself. He's made me feel like a woman. He's made me realize what life is about. He's made everything in my life feel like it's worth living for. And I don't need him in my life. Although I want him to be my own man, I'm just so thankful that he's been there for me and that he's given me this love inside of me. And I just want him to know that I love him so much and that I do think that one day that we will be together and that we will have the most amazing family together. But until then, I just want him to take care of himself until we meet again.
Until you meet again. So you basically want to tell him that he means so much to you, don't you?
I do. I wish I could spend the rest of my life with him.
Emily?
He's an amazing person.
Wishes come true. Do you want to tell everyone his name?
Yes, his name is Michael Masseri.
Well, you know what, Emily? Dreams come true. And Michael, this song is to you from Emily on Valentine's Day Eve. She wants you to know that you mean so much to her. And the only song that we would pick for that is the one that you all love, which is by Thomas Hibner, That You Mean So Much to Me, on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Thanks for calling, Emily.
Thank you, Max.
Walking around trying to figure it out, a missing part that's lost inside of me. Every once in a while there would be some teardrops hitting the ground wherever I go. It's not easy for me to let you go, even though I pretend it didn't bother me. So much to say about you. something what I should have told you. Time wasn't for me to let you go. One day my heart will let you go. With the pain of losing you, I will hide my broken heart. That you mean so much.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and that was one of my favorite songs, That You Mean So Much to Me. Michael, that's for you from Emily, and that's, of course, by our boy Thomas Hibner. And you know what? During our song, I have a caller, and Jackie's on the air. Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Hi, Max. I was calling to say happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you so much, Jackie. And how's your Valentine's Eve going?
It's so good. But I was going to tell you that the Johnny Weir song is really, really good.
Isn't it great? Everybody
really
loved it.
It's really good.
Well, I had to play it again because I had a Twitter update that someone's like, oh, my goodness, we've got to play the song again. So we did. But so thank you for calling, Jackie.
I'll talk to you later.
I will talk to you after the show. Didn't it sound like Delilah, though?
It was getting a little Delilah-ish, and I was like, okay.
It was good, but you know what? I didn't say, well, God bless you. I said, fuck. But it's all good. It's all good. It's
I lost an arm and a leg, and I just want to dedicate a song to the person I found.
Right, exactly. Okay. My favorite one is, I want to call into Delilah once, be like, you know what, Delilah, I want to... Actually, this girl once said that she wants to pray for the boyfriend who doesn't know that it's her boyfriend yet.
That's actually funny.
So, well, you know what, Jake? Have a great night. I'm going to talk to you after the show because we're going to play a couple more songs before we leave the air tonight.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Play some songs.
All right, Jackie Jack. Talk to you later.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Well, you know what? That was one of my favorite songs. Thomas Hibner. You all have been emailing me, tweeting me that you want to hear the song. Well, Thomas Hibner, you know, we love him here. We support him. He actually got to meet Miley's dad. Yes, he did. And there's pictures of him with you know whom. So I got to tell you, I'm glad that y'all are tuning in. Emily, that was for you. So you know what? I want to play a song now. It's one of my favorite songs. And this song we're going to dedicate. Now, this is a good song. And it's one of my favorite singers, Sophie B. Hawkins, As I Lay Me Down. Now, Sophie, you know, she's been on the show before. And you can check out all the archives here. And if you miss any portion of the show, you can get them at LA Talk Radio. But this song, As I Lay Me Down by Sophie B. Hawkins, is dedicated to Cynthia. From Mark, happy Valentine's Day, As I Lay Me Down on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
It felt like springtime on this February morning. In the courtyard, birds were singing your praise. I'm still recalling things you said to make me feel. Me today now as I lay me down.
Down by Sophie B. Hawkins on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Succi. That, again, that was from Cynthia to Mark. Happy Valentine's Day and happy birthday to me. And you know what? Speaking of happy birthdays, we got a special caller, Ronan. Who is it?
Shout Back with Nicole Bloom, only on Max and Friends.
Here goes my heartbeat because Nicole Bloom is calling. Hey, Nikki! Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Max. Happy birthday to you.
That is my rendition of Happy Birthday, just as Marilyn Monroe sang it to former President Kennedy. Happy birthday and Happy Valentine's Day, Max.
Thank you so much, and I'm not going to be mean because I thought that was actually cute, but I think you should stick to Shout Back with Nicole Bloom. Don't quit your day job, but I love you.
You're going to try out for the Grammys. I after watching the Grammys, I want to be a singer. I'm gonna go for the Grammy for Song of the Year next year.
Well, you know what? I think it could happen because, you know what? I've got some exciting news, actually. Y'all know. You remember Xavier Lewis? He was on my show before. He's going to be next year at the Grammys because his single, Georgia Clay, has been nominated. Check that out. So things can happen, Nikki. But you know what? Thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate you. And thank you for wishing me happy birthday. Everyone, Aussie Bum. If you want Aussie Bum underwear, you got to email me, max@maxsucci.com. Twitter me at Max Succi. Join my Facebook fan club page. Tell me that you want Aussie Bum underwear because I love Aussie Bum underwear. Go to AussieBum.com because I love Aussie Bum underwear. And I'm going to send you a pair. So you know what? The first 10 emails that I get, you all are going to get a pair of Aussie Bum special edition Valentine's Day underwear. Speaking of special edition, Nikki, you know we got a good party going on for me tomorrow night in New York.
Oh, cannot wait. It's going to be quite the event.
Well, you know what, everybody? I am opening up the invitation to y'all tomorrow night, my birthday party at where is it?
I think it would be a Bartini.
It's at Bartini, which is on 10th Avenue between 45th and 46th, hosted by my dear friend Shaquita. Y'all, we've had her here on the show. Tomorrow night, come by 10:30, 11 o'clock. Because Shaquita's got Drag Wars and she's hosting a special party for me. My girl Jiggly Caliente is doing a special performance. All of you, come on out, celebrate my birthday. And even what's even more exciting about tomorrow night is that it's actually my birthday and it's Valentine's Day. So if you can't make tomorrow night because you're with the ones that you love, then go Tuesday night to the box. Malik So Chic, you know, he's throwing a birthday party for me there. So y'all are invited. Come out. Let's have a good old kiki time. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy birthday to me. Nikki Bloom, happy Valentine's Day to you. And before I go, everyone, thank you for calling in, Nikki. We're going to talk to you soon. Stay with me to the end of the show because we've got a couple minutes left before we have to wrap it up. Speaking of wrapping it up, everyone, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. So if y'all are doing it tonight, wrap it up because y'all don't need babies. Y'all don't need to get diseases. So wrap it up because Valentine's are usually one-night stands unless you're like with the mistress or your wife is at home, but you want to be the mistress or like our boy Ari Gold sings, Mr. Mistress. But you know what, everyone? Whatever you choose to do, wrap it up. Play safe. Do I have to go? What's going on? You make it sound so romantic. Thank you, Ronan. It is about romance. Speaking of romance, romance without finance is a nuisance. That's Nikki's favorite quote for Halloween, for Valentine's Day. But you know what, everyone? In all reality, I love you all. Thank you for listening. We're going to play Amazing Grace by Boy George coming up right after this. Thank you so much for being here with me on Valentine's Eve, my birthday Eve. Tomorrow's a new day for me, everyone. And you know what? Speaking of mistresses, Farah Angsana had her fashion show, and she dresses the mistresses. That's what I'm talking about. So check out farahangsana.com. It was a great show. The Surrey Hotel was a lot of fun. CBS News coming up after the show. And you know what, everybody? Happy Valentine's Day. I love you for listening. And here, this song is for everybody that's tuning in tonight. Happy Valentine's Day. Y'all, Amazing Grace by Boy George. Good night, everyone, and take life to the max.
Amigos
to wish Avery a happy birthday too, because we share the same birthday. Remember, everyone, take life to the max. Gotta go. Peace out. Love you all. Happy Valentine's Day. All right, Ronan, let's go for real. Bye.